Kuzampo, and welcome to another segment of Expressions. I'm your producer, Kizan Wangmo, and today we have none other than our famous Dochula singer, Teong Peldon, here in our studio. So thank you, Teong, for joining us today. And yes, let's start off by understanding you. How would you describe yourself as a person and as an artist?
I'm Teong Peldon. I'm currently studying. I'm doing my online school. I was always passionate about music. I like playing instruments more.
So, like, many people, when I told them that for this segment of Expressions we have Teong Peldon from Dochula coming, so everybody was like, "Oh, it's the shy guy." So, like, would you describe yourself as a shy person?
Yeah, I'm very shy. I get very nervous. I'm so also nervous right now.
Okay. No problem. But, so with this shy personality that you have, how do you, integrate it with this music career of yours where you have to do a lot of performing in front of people? So, like, how do you cope up with your nervousness?
Support and then stage na them there, like, I get very nervous, and then like my friends, they say like, "Don't get nervous, Song," like especially Bill, and they support me.
Okay, so it's your friends around you.
Yeah, friends around.
Yeah, who are very supportive and help you overcome that nervousness of yours. Yeah. So we were talking earlier, and you said that you have a family. Both your parents are very musically oriented. So like, seems that you come from a very musical background. So can we say that your parents are your inspiration for making you start?
Yes, they always support me. I'm not very good in studies, so like they always say like, do what you like. Okay, music na like focus pe, like you don't have to get good marks on them, and they always support me. Like give me like, che pechana be masuru, like do something musically.
Something that you love.
Well,
that's nice. So, like, apart from your parents, who do you draw inspiration from? Like, there are so many artists right now. Yeah. So, like, can you name a few
artists? Patanli Bajing Ari Charutsu, like BL Records.
Yeah.
BL 301, they support me a lot. And, like, foreign country, like Justin Bieber. And, like many others.
You're one of the youngest members in BL right now, and talking about BL Records, how did you become a member of BL Records? When did you sign with them, and why did you choose BL Records of all the other recording studios that we have here?
BL people, they are very humble. First of all, they are very humble, and I signed BMD like because of the song Dochula. He did contact me. I came up with the song, and like he told me to come to BL Street, he was saying that, "Oh, let's try a music video on the song." I met Achunorla, he supported me. I did not expect that the song is going to blow up.
So. Yeah.
Because Hemagi songs now, I made lots of songs, but then amchi attention matho, only 4k views, 3k anzum. I did not expect that the song is going to blow up. So.
Yeah. But yeah, like talking about Dochula, I think this is one song that has been streaming all over Thimphu City, like I think that's like your breakthrough song. So let's talk about Dochula. How did you come up with the song, and who is this song for?
This song is for a girl. I cannot mention her right now. This song is for a girl, and it's like a message to her. I was going through a lot that time, and then like I just wanted to like school naya majo on time na professional samay and some the interest ramade. So like I thought of making a song. I wrote this song, and then my charuji go basically collaborate pini dilna. Then I talked with Dedrick. Dedrick ki show on some lape dilay BL Records na jove. Like they supported me a lot.
So you asking the girl to come to Dochula to meet you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then like. And Dochula ki chorus thi, like Dochula ki lagu thi, and he did it kizo zoi.
Oh, okay, that's nice.
Came up with the chorus.
Oh, the chorus part.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. Like, do you want to sing like your part of Dochula, like any part of yours?
Okay. I'm holding all my feelings so tight, girl, I can't let you go. Whoa. I know as long as I'm with you, baby, let's risk it all. Whoa. What am I hiding in my room? I wanna make sure you're okay, baby, tell me what to do. You drive me so crazy, baby, when I think of you. Every time when I feel lonely, can you just be you?
Okay, so nice.
I was really sad, and I wanted to convey this message.
The message to your...
I used to always stay in my room.
Okay, but that's such a nice music. I think this song is also on my playlist, and you know, I really enjoy. I think Bhutanese songs are now getting really popular among our Bhutanese youth, and it's so amazing to hear amazing songs from, you know, young artists like yourself. So you also made your music video on Dochula, right? So I think that was like your first debut,
first music video.
Right? Yeah, music debut, music video. So share your experience, like how was it making the making the music video? Like, were you nervous and everything?
I was very nervous that time because the music video was my first music video. Really nervous, but then like Achunola was like, don't get nervous, nervous maza song bitsu chachi chamchi to that, and then like gari ki tong te until the, but then music video na it's nervous tom to zumbi, but then from next time I think I'll get more confidence.
Okay, that's nice. It took you like one day to record everything, right? Yeah. You know, moving on to your other songs, I have been going through your SoundCloud accounts as well, and some songs that were uploaded on YouTube. So you have like, you know, sung some songs before. So tell us about a few songs that you have already released and some other upcoming songs as well.
Hemagi songs, like, I'm really, like, I really like making love songs. Not because I'm sad or like, thing like that. I love making love songs. I choose love songs because I can't really rap. And then upcoming songs, there is a lot of upcoming songs coming soon. And music videos here, Zodo.
Okay. So, like, how about the funding for music video? You know, like, the money to record your songs. How does all of this, you know, happen? Like, do you do it for free?
Yeah, we do it for free. The guy on the sponsor low on the... There's no one, and then ngachira pocket na liting gobe to today. But then thanks to Achunola, Koinitigi, like he does it for free. For BLD.
He's like a godfather of our young music industry. So you know, I think one of the most anticipated track is Momeja. So tell us about this song. How did you come up with this track, and you know, who all were a part of this song?
Actually, the song is a love song, and the song my charo ni mami alu lappe ba kogi, and he came up with the chorus, and boom cha the moment till ko izinna zinna till like I wrote the lyrics.
Oh, that's nice. I think this is very trending on TikTok right now as well, so it's amazing. I can't wait for the music video. And how did you feel making that music video? Are you done shooting the videos?
I'm not done
that? Oh, not yet.
Only like Derek Parcham speed of today.
Because
he's not here.
So are you nervous about making that music video?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's no with worries. A girl, I have to like act.
Oh, okay.
Really nervous.
Oh, okay. But I'm sure you'll do fine. And you know, from all the songs that you have sung till now, which one would you say is like your favorite track that is, you know, like closer to your heart?
I'll say Dochila only.
Oh yeah.
Dochila keep it on like blow up Jumitiani. Then thanks to my supporters and BL Records, the Kong member chin Kong support ma be watching the tonga. Original pa cover song 10 ano ite tonga.
Oh, okay. But yeah, like I think Dochula was a really good breakthrough for you, and I think there's only you know, up for you to go in. So that's nice. I can't wait for a lot of you know, songs that you will release. So you know, you said that your parents are also very supportive of you choosing music as a career, and you said that you want to take study music from here on. So like, how did this plan come about? Do you think you'll be able to survive you know, with this budding music industry that we have right now?
I want to do something when I come back after doing, after studying music. Like tatudi, like namsam mindo na putana, like music na like band suliti, like a lot of chances, opportunity, but then I started like I sing, but then a lot of my friends, they are rappers. They're rappers, so the kong di anzum imbe drug edik imbe anzum be mam gira anzum lamme. But then after I pista music, like music bine the lokum be, I think I'll do something I want to do something. Mm-hmm.
So yeah, like you were sharing, you know, some of your friends are also gone abroad to study, mm-hmm. and you were talking about how like you all have a plan, mm-hmm. to come back to Bhutan, yeah. and, you know, work together, collaborate, mm-hmm. and do more with the, mm-hmm. music industry here. So like, yeah, tell us about how these plans came up. Like, you guys are very passionate, mm-hmm. it seems. So do you think, you know, you will have more opportunities after you come back?
After we come back, yes, I think. Like today, like now, so I'm into, like now, local community, like carry, like, kind of own field now, like, lalugi and some production be and some be. There are a lot of singers that to like chance matwa de me, the council like, chipe sunya like record level some sign be.
Give a platform for our young artists. Yeah. That's nice. So you said you wanted to study sound engineering, right? Yeah. Yeah, so like, why sound engineering of all the, you know, courses that are available, you know?
Because sound engineering, it's my dad's choice. Then my dad told me to like go for sound engineering, and some, like not only sound engineering, but like for guitar course, guitar, and like also for vocals, you know? I have to train my vocals like don't expect too much the, like just because you sang tochula expect mabe you have to think your lijim jogo perfect type now.
So there's a lot of work to be done
starting jam chini and lapte, and then after doing sound engineering and all now na chere ki betsup kara biro like.
You don't have to rely on others. Okay, so you can be a master of all.
But then I want to help new generation and some artists. Solo,
Your dad was a drummer? He's still a drummer. Oh, he's a guitarist, and your mom's a singer. Oh, that's nice. And, you know, I wanted to ask you this one question. Now that Bayou Records, you know, like being a member of Bayou Records, you guys have gained a lot of popularity, you know, among our Bhutanese youth, especially our female, you know, audience. So, share your experiences with some of your, you know, like fans, your supporters. How has it been being famous now?
Lulu fans, they are very supportive. Like, they always support me and my friends. But then there are some people who hate us also, and some people who blackmail be me a less home. And blackmail sort of like rude type, no?
Yeah,
very rude. But then don't so listen to them.
Yeah, exactly.
Always go forward.
So like, does it affect you mentally sometimes, you know, when you receive, because you're very active on, all of you are very active on your social media platform as well, right? TikTok, on Instagram. So I'm sure you must be receiving some good messages, but also some bad as well. I think that's a part of, you know, being in social media. So how do you deal with some of the mental stress that you get from, you know, comments that are not very, very distasteful?
Good message be me a lash on me.
Legion
be me a home, but then like they really force us to do bad things. But then it happens more.
You get stressed, right?
But good people you do. There are good people who support us.
So you know, like you also performed in some of the music festivals, right? Like three music festivals, you said.
Three.
Oh, okay, that's nice. Two in Thimphu and one in
Bajo.
Okay. So like, share us your experience being a performer, being on that big stage, you know, having so many fans scream out your name. So how did you feel?
Since it's my first time doing all this, I really get nervous, and I have to build more confidence, and I think
you'll get there one day.
Yeah, I'll get there one day.
Okay. So like you said, you learned, you play the instruments, you play guitar and drum and everything, right? So how did you learn how to play all of these instruments?
I was very interested, drums now, first of all. Drums, like, gotta sing, baby. Guitar le mom diya, like, drums interested, tatoya. Still like playing drums.
Yeah.
But then, currently, mom choose pedo drums to choose.
Okay. So, like, do you ever think of forming a band one day? You know, since you want to focus on drumming.
We are planning.
Oh yeah.
Like, not with other guys. Peel na lera.
Oh okay.
Like, they are singers.
Yeah.
And also, good guitarist.
Oh okay.
So we are planning to like perform cafe na lipa and some. Tribe in the City.
Mm, okay, that's nice. What's the band name going to be? Did you guys
decide? Bildo.
Okay, that's nice. Sticking to the roots. Yeah. So, you know, like talking about performing in cafes, like you said, how is the financial situation, you know, when it comes to monetary gains? Like, are you able to make money by singing these days?
Tanavati, like, bands who give mom on famous.
Oh, okay.
Much like rappers build the. Like, we have to organize ourselves. Go cafe na lefa. Jo, much book pay. We have to do it ourselves.
Oh, okay. But then bands,
bands, they get called. Pay a legion thomas. No.
Okay. So, like, you rap also, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, you were
trying.
Trying, okay. So, you said, you know, rappers are considered druggies.
Yeah.
You know, like, rappers do not have a very good reputation among the society. Mm-hmm. So, how would you, you know, like, defend yourself being a rapper in the making?
I don't know about other rappers.
Yeah.
But, then, my group, like, everyone is humble.
Yeah,
like they don't do this kind of things.
Yeah,
and but then most of the people and like older people, they think that the rappers build the kung di jiza behind the dome.
Yeah,
pop toto and but then I don't see from my group the anzum like baby the guy
I think speaking for yourself and for your group, I met Jingham as well, and yeah, he was also talking about the whole stereotype that's there around rappers. So we have almost come to the end, so I just wanted to ask you, like, right now our music industry is evolving, it's trying to change, it's trying to accommodate a lot of new young artists. So you know, how do you see the future of Bhutanese music evolving, and what role do you hope to play in this, you know, evolution?
I think it's going to grow Bhutanese music to grow benyu anzum thome, because like tutism like now be like opportunity top the anzum like hema di anzum kai hema di wat support be me anzum tere naba pe wachindi, like there are a lot of people who are like supporting us, willing to sponsor us, and then future na be wachindi at grow be niyo tle ngachia like artist pin di like I think we have to bring ourselves anzum chances thing ngachere ki pa niyo tle opportunity chimbe.
So I think you will be a very good addition to our growing music industry, and you know, you seem like you have a lot of talent, very passionate as well. Your parents are very supportive as well. So like, I can't wait to see a lot of your music videos and listen to a lot of your songs. And also before we end it, I wanted to like, you know, ask you if you will be able to, if you are allowed to sing your part of Momedra.
Tangalu ye mi pungchera chi ni semgi chulu kudira ye chigate jorura gate terura punga ye kini ye chipena me. Nobody like you in this world, girl, you're the only one I feel with you, I feel loved. Chigate jorura gate terura punga ye kini ye.
Okay, so nice. I can't wait for Momedra. I think I've been seeing a lot of social media posts and on Instagram and TikTok. So kind of excited. And like, yeah, before we end it, like, do you want to share like one of your memorable experiences being a, you know, like a singer and being a part of Bale Records?
I really have fun. Because like they are very humble.
Yeah.
Humble person, like Jigi support Bhome, and then I also want to stick with them. I don't want to like social group na boro and some bear like jogara minave. Tele thanks to Bale and Kungi Am support Beni Telonganlo. I'm very grateful to have them.
Okay. That's nice. I think every day with Bale Records seems like it's a memorable experience. So, you know, we have come to the end of it. And do you have any last words that you'd like to say that I might have missed out on asking you? Anything that you're grateful for? Any shout outs that you want to give?
Shout out to Bale. And then Ternava, like, there are a lot of upcoming singers and rappers. I would say like kongle stop mabe se stop mabe ansum bera like jo one day di mapple ra like chidi bera pyons
And with this, we have come to the end of this conversation with Tsewang Peldon, and I hope that all of you got to know him a little better today. And hopefully, we will get him again once on BBS Radio, once he makes it big. He's already big, but I hope that you'll make it even bigger. And
confidence, Joe.
Yeah, after he's more confident, we hope that Tsewang will come back here and give us some more insight into his experiences, you know, being a musician here in the country. So with this, thank you, Tsewang, for coming on Expressions, and we wish you all the luck with
Thank
your
you.
Future.